New York Cathedral holds massive reparation after sacrilegious trans event. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 19, 2024. St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York celebrated a massive reparation this weekend in atonement for a scandalous and sacrilegious event honoring deceased trans activist Cecilia Gentile. According to the rector of the cathedral, Father Enrique Salvo, organizers of the event approached St. Patrick's under false pretenses, requesting permission to hold a funeral mass for a Catholic who had passed away. In reality, they sought to hijack the cathedral for a pro-trans demonstration, which the New York Times described as an exuberant piece of political theater. The deceased was an Argentinian cross-dressing atheist who lobbied to decriminalize sex work in New York and was a major fundraiser for transgender causes. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Cecilia Gentile, at Cecilia Gentile 72. An image of Gentile with a halo, surrounded by the Spanish words for whore, transvestite, blessed, and mother was placed at the foot of the altar for the February 15th event, which was attended by some 1,000 people, many of whom appeared in drag. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Cecilia Gentile, at Cecilia Gentile 72. At the service, many of those in attendance dressed as hookers, danced in the aisles, sang Ave Cecilia when Ave Maria was sung, and shouted, Saint Cecilia, Mother of all whores, noted Catholic League President Bill Donahue. The presider of the event, Father Edward Doherty, repeatedly referred to Gentile with feminine pronouns, calling him our sister, while attendees referred to him as the Mother of Whores. In comments to the New York Times, Jesuit Father James Martin, an outspoken LGBT advocate, also referred to Gentile as a woman. Martin said he had been invited to speak at the event but was out of town. Cathedral Rector Father Salvo distanced himself from the event, insisting that the cathedral parish only knew that family and friends were requesting a funeral mass for a Catholic, and had no idea the sacred space would be degraded in such a sacrilegious and deceptive way. That such a scandal occurred at America's parish church makes it worse. That it took place as Lent was beginning, the annual 40-day struggle with the forces of sin and darkness, is a potent reminder of how much we need the prayer, reparation, repentance, grace, and mercy to which this holy season invites us, he said. Follow @WilliamsRome.